Do you think taking dual credits will improve Idaho's continuing education rate? If so, why?
Well, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for our high school students who need to be continually challenged. I do think it's an opportunity for them to get a leg up and have the state is paying for those dual credits at this point. So it's a way for them to get college credit that's being paid for by the state and have some credits in the bank when they enter college. Having said that, I think it's really important that we make sure these dual credits are actually classes that they need to pursue the career that they're interested in. We need to make sure that they're applicable to the careers and not just incidental classes that they may not need.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so I guess kind of continuing on with that, I know in the email that you that was sent to me, it talked about how you want to tailor classes towards the student's career choice, and you also want to work with colleges so that the credits transfer seamlessly. How exactly do you feel like it's the best way to go about that?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is we're making sure that we have career counselors in the high schools. When we had the cutbacks in education, that was one of the things that had to be cut was the career counselors. So we're trying to make sure that every high school has access to career counselors or mentors from possibly the colleges or the business community that can help students look at job opportunities and what the appropriate classes are that they need to take. So that's one way to do it. Another thing that we're doing is we need to make sure that those classes that they're taking in high school are rigorous enough that they actually meet the standards that the college and universities want to see. And since the colleges and universities are involved in administering those classes, that should be kind of an easy fix. Just make sure that they're rigorous enough and that when the student then goes to college or here in Idaho or to a university here in Idaho, that credit that they took in high school does apply.
Okay. And so what do you hope to achieve from this meeting that's happening?
Well, we've been meeting, subgroups have been meeting. We've had several meetings as a whole group. And then we broke into subcommittees to analyze some of the data a little more specifically in certain areas because it's a big job. It's a big task to look at what we need to do as far as higher ed that will promote students not only going on to college but finishing the 4 years or at some kind of post-secondary certification or degree. So it's a big job, so we divided up into subgroups, and the goal tomorrow is to look at what everybody else has been working on and to come back together and say, are there some areas where we, you know, actually overlap, and what can we put into place, and what do we need to go back and do some more research to facilitate putting a plan together. Our ultimate goal is to have a strategic plan for moving the go-on rate to 60% here in Idaho by August, late August, and then we can put that together and have communities, parents, teachers, students look at those ideas and provide some feedback so that we're ready to go with a plan in 2018 for the legislature.
Okay. Is there anything that I guess we as Idahoans should know or should be informed on or anything that you want to let us know?
Well, I think one really important issue to know is that the 2016 CNBC survey said that Idaho is top in the region for being business friendly. So we know that our taxes and regulations are in line, but we're 49th. In the nation in expenditures for education. So and the businesses are telling us over and over again that their number one issue is workforce, making sure that we have an educated workforce so we know we have work to do. And every dollar we invest in education is basically an investment in job creation and in Idaho's economic future, because we had 3,800 jobs this year that we could not fill because we did not have the educated workforce to step into those jobs. Businesses had to recruit from out of state. And I think it's important that we make sure those job opportunities are available to our children and grandchildren, and that they can stay in Idaho. Those are good paying jobs, they're STEM-related jobs. And if our students know those careers are out there and we can mentor them into a position where they can step right into that job when they're out of college, I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Definitely. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to let me know?
Well, just that my number one priority is to make sure that we continue to invest in education, because it's really an investment in Idaho's prosperity. So that would be my number one goal as an educator, is to make sure that we have opportunities for our children.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview with me.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you.